Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the China Ceramics second quarter 2010 earnings conference call. My name is Carrie, and I will be your operator for today. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded for replay purposes. The company has determined not to have a Q&A session at the end of this call in light of its ongoing previously announced tender offer. I would now like to turn the conference over to your host for today's call, Mr. Ed Judd. Please proceed.
Thank you, operator. Good morning and good evening, and welcome to China Ceramics' second quarter fiscal year 2010 earnings conference call. With us today are China Ceramics' Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Jiadong Huang, and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Han. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Huang, may I remind our listeners that in this call, management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements, which are subject to risks and uncertainties. Therefore, the company claims the protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements that is contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may differ from those discussed today, and we refer you to a more detailed discussion of the risks and uncertainties in the company's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In addition, any projections as to the company's future performance represent management's estimates as of today, August 16, 2010. Unless otherwise required by law, China Ceramics assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. And now it's my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramics CEO, Mr. Jiadong Huang, and CFO, Mr. Edmund Han, who will be translating for Mr. Huang. Mr. Huang, you may proceed.
谢谢艾德，欢迎各位参加我们2010年二季度
Thank you, Ed. Welcome to everyone joining our second quarter 2010 earnings conference call.
我们对这个季度的企业经营感到满意，各方面发展新案计划中的结效逐步地得以实现。We
are pleased with our execution in the quarter, as we make good progress in the execution of our business plan.
二季度的财务亮点包括收入同期增长 29.5% 达 2.723亿人民币 毛利同期增长 40.6% 达 6930万人民币 毛利率增长至 31.2% 净利润同比增长 31.2% 达 5650万人民币 公司后买股收益达 5.55块人民币 和 81买分
The financial highlights for the second quarter include revenue growth 29.5% year over year to RMB 272.3 million gross profit growth 40.6% year over year to RMB 69.3 million. Gross profit margin expanded to 31.2%. Net profit growth 31.2% year over year to RMB 56.5 million. Earnings per share were RMB 5.55 or US dollar 81 cents per fully diluted share.
在这个季度中，受益于中国经济大环境的积极影响，我们产品的需求旺盛。一是我们的部分外包在一些业务的已满足我们客户展望未来。我们一年坚信公司的发展前景很乐观，同时我们也为进一步发展继续在做一些必要的投资工作。我们期望 在以后能向大家继续汇报我们的进步和业绩。谢谢。
During the quarter, we benefited from strong demand for our products, as the Chinese macroeconomic environment remained positive. As a result, we make use of our outsourced manufacturing services to service our customer base in the quarter. As we look to the future, we continue to believe that the outlook for our business remains positive, and we are making the investments necessary to continue our growth momentum. We look forward to report on our progress in the quarters and years ahead. Now that I have completed translating Mr. Huang's comments, I would like to spend a few minutes discussing China Ceramics' business performance in more detail. Our net revenue for the second quarter was up 29.5% to RMB 272.3 million or US dollar 39.8 million compared to the second quarter 2009. The year-over-year increase in revenue was primarily driven by 22.3% increase in volume to 10.6 million square meters in the second quarter of 2010, compared with the same period in 2009, as well as a 5.9% increase in average selling prices as a result of price increases in the second half of 2009. Our gross profit was RMB 84.8 million or US dollar 12.4 million, up 40.6% from the second quarter 2009. Gross margin was 31.2% compared to 28.7% in the same period last year. The year-over-year increase in gross profit was mostly driven by strong growth in sales volume, higher average selling prices, and lower raw material costs. Selling expenses were RMB 1.5 million, or US dollar 0.2 million, or 0.6% of sales, compared to RMB 1.7 million, or 0.8% of sales in the second quarter of 2009. Administrative expenses were RMB 6 million, or US dollar 0.9 million, up 164.8% from RMB 2.3 million in the second quarter of 2009. The year-over-year increase in administrative expenses results mainly from expenses incurred at our newly acquired Gaoan facility, as well as from legal and other expenses related to China Ceramics standards as a public company. Profit from operations for the second quarter 2010 was RMB 77.6 million or US dollar 11.4 million, up 25.1% from RMB 62 million in the first quarter of 2011. In the first quarter of 2010, the year-over-year increase in profit from operations was the result of higher revenue and improved gross margin, only partially offset by higher operating costs. Our net profit for the second quarter 2010 was RMB 56.5 million or US dollar 8.3 million, up 31.2% from the comparable period in 2009. The year-over-year increase in net profit was mainly driven by strong growth in revenue and improved gross margin resulting from higher efficiency of the new plants, as well as lower raw material costs. Earnings per fully diluted share were RMB 5.55 or 81 US cents for the second quarter of 2010, up 24.7% from RMB 4.45 or US dollar 0.65 in the first quarter of 2010, and down 25.9% from RMB 7.5 or US dollar 1.1 in the same period in 2009. Now, let's look at the results for the first 6 months of 2010. Compared to the same period last year, our revenue increased by 31.9% to RMB 501.4 million or US dollar 73.4 million. Gross profit was up 44.9% to RMB 154.1 million or US dollar 22.5 million. Gross margin expanded to 30.7% compared to 28% in the first month of 2009. Our net profit grew 37.1% to RMB 101.7 million or US dollar 14.9 million. Earnings were RMB 10.01 or US dollar 1.46 per fully diluted share. Turning to our balance sheet, we had a cash of RMB 68 million or US dollar 10 million as of June 30th, 2010, compared with RMB 131.9 million or US dollar 19.3 million at the end of the first quarter 2010, and RMB 150.1 million or US dollar 22 million at the end of 2009. As of the balance sheet date, we had the inventory turnover of 70 days compared with 73 days last quarter and 77 days at the end of 2009. Our trade receivables turnover was 109 days in quarter 2 compared to 109 days in Q1 and 102 days in the December quarter. Our trade receivable includes a 70% value added tax, while our reported revenue is net of VAT. Trade receivables turnover including VAT amounts was 93 days. Trade receivable turnover excluding VAT amounts was 93 days in quarter 2, compared with 93 days in quarter 1 and 87 days in the December quarter. Trade payables turnover was 77 days in quarter 2, compared with 79 days in quarter 1 and 69 days in the December quarter. The decrease in payable turnover compared to the first quarter resulted from production outsourcing arrangement with our OEM partners in the second quarter of 2010, which are subject to a shorter payment cycle than other suppliers. Bank borrowings increased to RMB 104.7 million or US dollar 15.4 million in quarter 2, compared to RMB 90 million or US dollar 13.2 million in first quarter, and RMB 26.5 million or US dollar 3.9 million in the December quarter. The reduction in cash balances and the increase in bank borrowings during the second quarter resulted from the increase in capital expenditures to finish phase 1 and initiate phase 2 of the Gaoan facility expansion, as well as to install new kilns and production lines to replace older manufacturing equipment at the Jinjiang plant. Total capital expenditure incurred in the quarter was approximately RMB 106.3 million or US dollar, 15.6 million, of which RMB 32.8 million, or US dollar, 4.8 million, was spent at Xinjiang facility. Total capital expenditures for the Xinjiang facility in 2010 are expected to be approximately RMB 117 million, or US dollar, 17.2 million. The enhancement of production lines is expected to increase capacity at the Xinjiang facility to 32.2 million square meters by the end of 2010, up from 28 million square meters. In the 6 months end June 30th, 2010, we spent RMB 30 million or US dollar 4.4 million on phase one and RMB 44 million or US dollar 6.4 million to initiate phase two of Gaoan plant expansion. Total expenditure on phase two construction is approximately RMB 136.4 million or US dollar 20 million and will increase capacity of our facility to 24 million square meters by the end of 2010. In summary, expected to have total capacity of approximately 56.2 million square meters by the end of 2010 and total capital expenditures of approximately US dollar 41.6 million in 2010, of which US dollar 15.6 million was spent in the first half of 2010, all of it during the second quarter. Moving on to outlook. Our backlog of orders for delivery in the third quarter was at approximately RMB 312.1 million or US dollar 45.8 million, representing a year-over-year growth rate of 25.4% compared to the revenue in the third quarter of 2009. The expected sales volume in the third quarter 2010 is approximately 11.5 million square meters, representing a 23.2% increase from 9.4 million square meters sold in the third quarter of 2009. Let me now turn to our recent development. On July 27, 2010, we initiated an exchange offer pursuant to which holders of all 14,555,949 of our outstanding warrants have the opportunity to acquire our shares through a warrant for share exchange. We will issue one share for every four warrants tendered. The offer was set to expire on Tuesday, August 24, 2010, but the expiration has been extended to August 30th, 2010 at 5 p.m. Eastern Time to ensure that the company is able to mail its first half 2010 unaudited financial results to warrants holder for their consideration in connection with the exchange offer. The terms and conditions of the offer are set forth in the documentation distributed to record holders of the warrants and units. Among certain other conditions set forth in the documentation, the offer is subject to tender of at least 40% of the warrants. In connection with the offer, warrant holders representing an aggregate of approximately 49.5% of the outstanding warrants have agreed to tender their share in the offer. On behalf of the entire China Ceramics Management Team, we want to thank you for your interest and participation on this call. Operator?
Thank you. That concludes today's China Ceramics second quarter 2010 earnings conference call. You may now disconnect.